We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
And in my life,
Jim Spake, and I'm host of Cabbages and Kings on Thursday afternoons here on WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Let's Get Lost, WYXR 91.7, we're raised by sound. Oh, all right. Y'all settle down over there. They want to keep going, and I try to tell them that I got to talk about it a little bit. Sounds of Synanon is what you just heard. It's a very interesting record I've played up here before, and it's not listed when you I have this that we just learned, heard, the original LP. And it doesn't list a leader, but then you look on the back and you go, oh, that's Joe Pass. And he kind of is a de facto leader. And a lot of these cuts have been re-released over the years under his name. And that tune you just heard was called Hang Tough and actually a composition of his. Interesting story. I won't spend too much time on it, but Synanon was a rehab center. In fact, one of the first ones in the country for people with drug addiction. And Joe Pass had a very, very serious addiction to heroin, and he did kick it, and he did go on to have a very, very long successful career. But Synanon's got a more complex history and story. There's actually a really good documentary on it I would recommend, but I'll let you know these folks on it, many of who we won't hear from too much. Arnold Ross on piano, Dave Allen on trumpet, Ronald Clark bass, Bill Crawford drums, and yeah, you did hear. I was like, "Is that a, what kind of weird trombone is that?" It was a baritone horn. That's Greg Dykes. These were just folks that played music. I'm not sure exactly what happened to them. I think Dave Allen might show up around on some records down the road, but Joe Pass is definitely the star of the show there, and for good reason. Master level guitarist. Who? Last thing about that, he. And there's clips of him playing right when he just got out of Synanon and started his career back. And he's playing a Fender guitar, which, you know, for rock and roll is great. But playing jazz was not considered really a jazz, quote unquote, jazz guitar. But that's all he had. That's what was there. So he played it. And he didn't slow him down at all. He still sounded wonderful. I haven't been on the show in a while, and I don't have anything super specific planned. I did, was down in NOLA, picked up a couple records at one of my favorite record stores. I'll probably play a few of those. Going to play some Fats Navarro, I think. We'll see. Maybe play some Harold Land. Got a couple goodies. And I had a birthday, and a bunch of people gave me records. It was really cool. I'll probably be playing those records for the next year. I got so many records. But we'll continue on with the great G.G. Grice. This is his version of Zing, Went the Strings of My Heart. ¶¶
Support for WYXR comes from Campfire Collective, a Memphis-based agency that empowers their clients through community-focused marketing and loves all things Memphis. More information on how Campfire Collective can feed the flames of your organization's marketing at buildacampfire.com.
Yep, that was live. Jerry Mulligan Quartet with Art Farmer. What an amazing band. Our friend Bill Crow is on bass. If you listen to the show, you know I'm a massive Bill Crow fan who's still with us and playing. Dave Bailey on the drums. That's from 1958 at the Newport Jazz Festival. If you've ever seen Jazz at a Summer's Day, that's the concert. That great film is a really amazing. It's kind of one of the early concert films of all time, you know, ever. And there's a bunch of cool stuff in there, but that cut is not in the film, but it is from that concert. Before that, we heard the great Art Pepper. So I just picked this up. This is kind of a cool story. I had a buddy who's a massive jazz record super nerd who's now in L.A. He was in Memphis for years and left. And good guy. And he was like, have you heard the Art Pepper Omega tapes? I was like, man, I have no idea what you're talking about. And apparently there was a company that, and this was, I did know about this. They were, for a brief period of time in the record business, there was companies that were trying to sell the public on tape. Like you buy, I think it was quarter inch tape that you would buy in a store and play on a machine. It didn't take, obviously. But this was the Omega Company's attempt. And one of the, they recorded Art Pepper and his group at the time in 1958. And they're considered really, it's considered a really great session. I get flack from certain members of the community for being a, quote, Art Pepper hater. Now, I push back on that. I'm not a Art Pepper hater. I'm just not a Art Pepper super fan. But I do appreciate Art Pepper at various points of his career. At some points of his career, he just didn't sound great because Art Pepper had issues, let's put it that way. But I think he sounds really great on these. And I actually looked him up when my friend said something, and I was like, oh, these, you know, sounds great. Carl Perkins on piano and Ben Tucker on bass, Chuck Flores, what a great group. When I was down in New Orleans, I was perusing the bins, as one does, and I found a, just so happens, a reissue that was done in the 70s on the Onyx label of all these sides, and that's what we just heard. Long Ago and Far Away was the cut. All these sides are really, really good. They sound amazing, and I'm going to look forward to enjoying that record for years to come. Before that, we heard Gigi Grice. Zing Went the Strings of My Heart. This is from a Jazz Lab album on Riverside, 1957. Jazz Lab, there are a few of these, and they're all good. Gigi Grice with Donald Byrd. Wade Legg on piano. You don't see him very often. That's cool. See him make a session. Wendell Marshall on bass. A.T. Art Taylor on the drums. We love Art Taylor. We're going to continue on with the show and play some Harold Land. I've been playing this record at home. It's another New Orleans pickup. I had this record on CD when I was a kid. I've had this record for many, many years, but I found a really good clean vinyl copy, and I just love this cut. We were playing this in the house, and the lady was singing it. She's like, I love that tune, so I'm going to play it for you now. It's called Ursula. Thank you.
Thank you. Support for WYXR comes from the American Institute of Architects Memphis chapter, presenting the Icon Design Auction on Saturday, April 26th at 6:30 p.m. The event will feature live entertainment, food, beverage, and items in both a silent and live auction. Proceeds benefit CIV, the Center for Architecture and Design, whose programming aims to capture the imaginations of area youth and track them into design-related careers. More information and tickets to the event can be found at aiamemphis.org.
Support for WYXR comes from Playhouse on the Square, featuring Punk Rock Girl March 21st through April 13th at the Circuit Playhouse, a spirited musical tale of discovering community and forging one's tribe, featuring songs by female-fronted bands like Blondie, Joan Jett, Pink, and more. Tickets and more information at playhouseonthesquare.org.
All right. We just heard a little set of music as we wind down the show. What time is it? We're running out of time here. We heard Mr. Fats Navarro. Just picked this up in NOLA. Savoy, 1955. This is a killer record. Fats, Bud, Kluke, Sonny, Kenny is the name of the record. That's Fats Navarro with three different ensembles. Fats Navarro, maybe the top. I mean, I'd put him top two bebop trumpet players. Unfortunately, passed in like 1950. He was very young, but he was like at the top of the game, and we still have his records. That was the Tad Walk, named after Tad Dameron, who was on piano and wrote that piece of music. Curly Russell, bass. Kenny Clark, drums. I mean, this is just bebop as it gets. Ernest Henry on, Ernest Henry was on alto saxophone, and you don't see him much. I think you might see him later on like a Sonny Rollins record, or he played with Monk. I think he played with Monk later. Call in, let me know. I think he did, but he's, I don't think he'll have anything this early with Ernest Henry. Of course, he sounds very much like Charlie Parker. I'm sure that was his hero, as he is all of our heroes, Mr. Charlie Parker. Before that, the great Al Haig. So I played this cut, and I was like, I know I played this cut like the last couple shows, and I just don't remember. I don't see any record of it, but if I did, so what? Because it's great. The Moon Was Yellow on Period Records, 1954, Al Haig Trio. Bill Crow, again, on bass. We love Bill Crow. Lee Abrams on drums. I read some thing with Bill Crow, and they were asking him about this session, actually. And they were like, what was Al Haig like? And did Al Haig do this? And Al Haig, the pianist, and Bill's like, I have no idea. I met him at the session. That was the first time I ever met the guy. Maybe they didn't work together again. I'm not sure. Before that, the great Harold Land. I love this record. One of my favorite records. I've been listening to this recording for many, many years, but I finally got a really nice vinyl representation on Jazzland 1960. That was Ursula by Harold Land from his West Coast Blues album. Very cool. I was reading the liner notes. You'll see these cuts that they'll show up on Wes Montgomery records because Wes Montgomery was playing guitar, if you notice that. And I was reading the liner notes, and apparently Wes was lit. They cut this thing in San Francisco because it's kind of a mix of East Coast and West Coast. You got New York guys, and you got L.A. guys or West Coast guys. And I love that. I love when they get together because that was sort of a thing. West Coast, you know, West Coast versus East Coast didn't start with Tupac. I mean, it was back then. It was like, the real thing is in New York, and these West Coasters are just doing like a light version of it, which is not true. But so there was a jazz workshop in San Francisco, and that's apparently how this session came together. And thankfully it did. Joe Gordon on trumpet, Barry Harris on piano, Sam Jones bass, Lewis Hayes drums. We're going to continue on. I've been on a Duke kick, Duke Ellington. I've been kind of messing around with I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Great tune. And we're going to hear Barney Kessel do his arrangement of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
right. The great Bill Holman and his wonderful quintet with Mel Lewis. Bill Holman on tenor saxophone. Mel Lewis, of course, on drums. Bill Holman, also a great arranger. I'm sure he put that piece of music together. That was Liza. Jimmy Rawls, nice solo on piano. Lee Katzman on trumpet. Wilford Middlebrook on bass. Wilford. Andex imprint, 1959. That was the Andex label. And from the Jive 4-5 album. For that, we heard the great Barney Kessel from his, also L.A., from his 1956 contemporary release, Easy Like, Volume 1. That was I'll Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, of course, written by the great Duke Ellington. Shelly Mann on drums. Bud Shank, alto. Arnold Ross, piano. Harry Babson, bass. Want to thank everybody for listening and checking out the show. We got the big pledge drive next week. Come back. Come back and then support us. Go to WYXR.org. You can become a member. And we're going to talk about all that stuff next week as well. And we should have a really super show for you guys. We're going to end with the great Phil Woods. This is his composition, The Little Bandmaster, from these early quintets. And we'll see you next week. Take care. Thank you.